My name is Kristen Gould. I went to Kelly High School in Beaumont, Texas. The sex education I received focused on STDs and how condoms are not a foolproof solution to preventing them. I remember being shown pictures of STDs while being lectured about the shortcomings of birth control, specifically that condoms will not prevent me from getting infected. So even though we weren't taught directly to practice abstinence, the main takeaway definitely promoted it. And looking back now, it could certainly well have been an abstinence-only approach, because the only thing I learned was that there really is no safe sex. So I left my sex ed classes back in the day feeling really scared, because I knew that one day I would be sexually active, and everything I was being taught focused on the diseases that inevitably came along with that.
My name is Riddhi, and I went to Homer High School, which is located in Brownsville, Texas.
And I think I learned about sex education first in ninth grade in one of my health science courses. But I feel like that was because we had to learn about it, because in 10th or 11th grade, they called the entire class to the gym, and they had a PowerPoint presentation about sex education for us. So that's where we learned a little bit about sex education. There was nothing much about it. That was the only time that we probably got any education about anything related to sex education.
According to the University of Southern California's nursing school, only 13 states are legally required to teach medically accurate sexual education. Texas is not one of those states.
Hi, my name is Peyton Young, and I went to Rockwall High School
just outside of Dallas. And we basically only had one day of not even a day, just like an hour of sex education, in quotes, where they just kind of separated the boys and girls, and I don't know what they told the girls, but they basically told us about growing more hair and wet dreams, and that was basically it, and that was in middle school. High school, like, didn't do anything at all.
The lack of good sexual education often leaves students grasping for answers as they arrive to college.
Dr. Karen Rain. I'm an assistant professor of instruction at the University of Texas, executive director of Unhushed. And I've been in sexuality education for somewhere between 15 and 20 years.
Dr. Karen Rain believes that access to information about human sexuality is a right.
I really see understanding your body and understanding human relations as a basic human right. And people disagree with me on that. And they think that it's not something that everybody has a right to. But gosh, how are you going to have anything that we talk about as our inherent rights and dignities in this country if you don't understand how your own body works and how your own relationships work? It just hurts people. That's what I find, is that lacking information about sex and sexuality just hurts people over and over and over again, and not for any real reason. There's no reason why people can't have this information and why we're not providing it to them.
According to a Dallas Morning News article, Texas youths have high rates of STIs and HIV. While there has been a push for better sexual education in recent years, most Texas schools remain abstinence-based.
I think a lot of people have a better idea of how plants grow than they do of how humans grow.
This story was produced by Shelby Woods.